Shalom and good morning. This is Billy Brim. We have much to be thankful for today. Listen to our prayer that we stand on, our call to prayer. First of all, and I'm reading it from the Amplified Bible, 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men for kings and for all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. For such praying is good and right and pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior. Let us offer a thanksgiving prayer. Today, it is assured that the vote will be in favor of acquitting our President Donald John Trump. I saw that Susan Collins, who was a swing vote and very important in it, has definitely said there was nothing impeachable, and she supports the president. Other votes as well. You know, we've been praying about this, and we've been using that scripture about also from the Amplified Bible, that there would not be an impeachment of the one that we believed that God had put into office. And so we want to thank him for that. It is written in Romans 8:33. This is what we read. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies? Who puts in right relation to himself? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Hallelujah. We are thankful and so glad for our country, our blessed, beloved United States of America, and all of you who are from other countries. I know you are thankful too, but just rejoice with us today and give God thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We praise you and we thank you. In the name above every name, we thank you that this, that a senator from Oklahoma has called age of impeachment is over. We just praise you and thank you, dear Father, for the vote that will be given today that will assure that this impeachment nonsense is over. And Lord, in the name above all names, the division that it represents, you said when you were here on the earth that a house divided against itself cannot stand. The only thing we're asking about, Father, now is that hearts of people will be pulled to unity and unity in our government. And at least, at the very least, if they are not totally unified in thinking, Father, we ask for the respect. The respect, Father, that I saw growing up in America for the office of the United States President. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, please give us people who will respect this nation and respect its offices. And, dear Father, we ask you to remove those who will not, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Did you watch the State of the Union address? How thankful we are for all those achievements. I address that, of course, that statement to you who are on the line here. But now let's offer up our thanksgiving offering to the Lord. Father, in the name above all names, we want to thank you and give you glory for our good economy. And we're asking you to help us keep it. We're asking you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift it up. There has been a crisis in China, and this has affected economics to a degree, but we're trusting you, Father. We're trusting you to keep the economics of the United States of America in a good state. I want to thank you, dear Father, for everyone. I know that a man, the President of the United States, no man could accomplish all that, Father, unless you'd helped him. And so, Father, we've prayed, the people on this line, so many times, so many mornings, so many days, we have prayed that you would give him wisdom. And we believe it, that it has happened. We see the unemployment rates that are down, and down for people that have had to face such hardship in finding jobs. Young people, minorities. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful to you that they have jobs. Jobs have been created. We're thankful to you that families can eat. Oh, dearest one, Holy One of Israel, I'm thankful that we're not at war. I'm thankful that we're not at war with Iran. I am thankful to you, Father, Holy One of Israel. I am also thankful for things that were not mentioned last night. Holy Father, Holy Father, all the things he's done for Israel were not even mentioned. All the things he's done for the church were not even mentioned. But I know, and we know, that nothing could have been accomplished except by your Spirit. And we want to offer up right now a thanksgiving offering that gives a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful savor right before you, Lord, in the name above every name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Last night I was watching, after the wonderful address, State of Our Union, and of course the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech and shocked me, shocked the nation. And House Freedom Caucus member Mark Meadows from the Republican National Committee was reacting to that on Hannity's after show. And she said this, he said this, "We saw Nancy Pelosi ripping up a speech just like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and others have been trying to rip apart America for the past 3 years. The president showed us what we are about." That ripping apart of America, which was symbolized by how she ripped the speech. And as I said in my prayer of thanksgiving just now, when I was a child, you were taught to respect the office. And I want to lift her up right now. And I want to lift up Father, in the name above all names, I'm asking you to help so many that seemingly are at least obsessed by the devil to divide this country, oppressed or obsessed. And the very few who might even be possessed that would cause, like shootings and things. But, oh, Father, it must be a terrible thing to have that much hatred. And I just lift, if you said to pray for those. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift them up to be delivered. To be delivered from such a hatred in their very beings, Lord. Oh, Frosty Demania, we know that you love let's just take that one lady, Nancy Pelosi. You love her as much as you love Donald John Trump. You love her as much as you love me. Oh, Lord. Saul of Tarsus was possessed with such hatred that he killed, at least stood for, and back and went out to kill Christians. And Father, you changed him on the road to Damascus. And changed him to be such an effectual witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know there are many people who are silivrahasanda, pawns in the hands of the enemy through the avenue of hatred. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you for a great deliverance. A great awakening, a great awakening, a great awakening in our nation, among our leaders. Oh, Father, an awakening that will overtake people and affect the nation as the great awakening did, out of which we were born. Oh, Holy Father, nothing is impossible to you. No man is beyond your influence. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you for holy help from heaven. We ask you for angels that would speak into ears and hearts. We ask you for people, laborers, that would go across the paths. I'm going to say Nancy Pelosi, Lord, but I want to mean every person, right or left, who is caught up in some kind of an oppression that causes hatred. It must be a terrible thing. It is a terrible thing. You said not to let such a root of bitterness come into us. Oh, Father, Ivrato Sunde Pele Maranagne. There's another item for which we must give thanks. It was in the Jerusalem Post today. And it reported that the Shin Bet Navy has thwarted attempted weapons smuggling into Gaza from Sinai. An investigation found that the weapons were destined for Hamas's naval commando unit. The joint operation with Shin Bet, Israel's security agency, took place 3 months ago. Troops from the 9916th Flotilla, based in Ashdod, intercepted a vessel suspected to be smuggling weapons into the blockaded Palestinian coastal enclave. Now, other things that they've stopped were reported in the same article. And an op-ed piece pointed kind of a downgrade in Hamas in what they're able to do, and that their failed smuggling has caused a great deal of frustration in Hamas's Gaza plans. So we want to thank God for that. We have been asking him and to thwart plans. We have been quoting the scripture in Hebrews that says everything is open to him with whom we have to do. We want to thank him for what he's, Father, in the name of Jesus. Corporately, we want to thank you for what they were able to stop with this weaponry coming in, trying to be smuggled in. We thank you for the same thing happening on every border. And we thank you, Father. We, across this country, we prayed and we thanked you that when the Super Bowl was played, that there wouldn't be any incidents and that you would uncover everything. And we're just so thankful that it happened just that way. We want to praise you and give you glory. Let us pray in tongues and thank him. Shiri brasonto for answered prayer. Thank him. Shiri brasonto de gobrate, that it's not without effect when we quote these scriptures and pray according to the will of God. O selamarata shante. And while the peace plan does not exactly please us in many ways, does not exactly line up with all the land belonging to Israel the way God designed greater Israel and spoke in Genesis chapter 15 when he outlined the borders of greater Israel. Though it does not do that, it went such a long way into acknowledging what belongs to Israel. Of course, the peace plan is being rejected as we knew it would be. Khamenei, who is the mullah, mullah, that's right, for Iran, he made a big speech and called for Palestinian jihad on Israel. The Iranian leader called on all other Muslims to support the Palestinian war on Israel. I read this, and he's calling everybody to support, even to start a war against Israel. The remedy for the plan, he said, is bold resistance by the Palestinian nation and groups in order to force out the Zionist enemy and the U.S. through jihad. So, I don't know, something about that just told me he's kind of pushing off things. Taking himself out of the equation. I may be wrong about that. Of course, it does involve the West Bank is what they call Palestine. Another PA official condemned the peace plan, and this is from the Palestinian Authority. As you know, the Palestinian Authority headquarters in what is called the West Bank, the Hamas headquarters in Gaza. So the Palestinian Authority official condemned Trump's peace plan as filth of the century. Religious leader Mahmoud al-Habash encouraged martyrdom and threatened that anyone who would accept the president's, quote, deal of the century would be treated as a traitor. A few days before the release of U.S. President Donald John Trump's deal of the century, a top Palestinian official and religious leader threatened whoever would accept the peace plan, as reported by the Palestinian Media Watch. He warned that accepting the peace plan would be humiliating, calling it the deal of shame, the slap of the century, the shame of the century, and the filth of the century. Palestine will remain Palestine, Habash said. This land will return to its owners. As such, he threatened whoever would accept it, saying that they would be treated as traitors. Whoever accepts the deal will pay a heavy price for it. Yes, he will pay the price for accepting it. He will pay the price of treason. Accepting this deal is the way to treason, he warned. Well, this is exactly as I heard a Palestinian reporter who lives in Jerusalem speak to one of our Christians United for Israel tours. He said, I am a journalist, I am Palestinian, I am Muslim, and I choose to live in West Jerusalem because there my children are safe, and there I can write what I want. It's the only place I can write. He said, no place in the Arab world could I write freely what I see and believe. And he told the story about when he was a young journalist, and Yasser Arafat had returned from being offered the entire Temple Mount sovereignty and all sorts of other things. And someone asked Arafat, why didn't you accept it? And he said, because I didn't want to be, and he pointed toward heaven, up there having tea with Sadat. You remember that after Anwar Sadat from Egypt signed a peace treaty with Israel, he was at a military review and parade, sitting in a box. And as one of the military vehicles came by, someone rose up and shot him dead. So it will never be accepted. I was in a meeting in the White House with CUFI, and we were addressed by the peace writing team, and they knew and told us they knew. We were sworn to secrecy, but told us they knew it wouldn't be accepted, and of course it wasn't. Oh, we've got a lot to be thankful for here at Billy Brim Ministries Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. 2 days ago, we officially launched, and our first student signed on to 3BI Billy Brim Bible Institute online. Everything is all ready to go, and you can read my blog, which was posted yesterday at billybrim.org, and you can see how you could become one of our students. I'm really thrilled about this. It offers a way for me to share those wonderful experiences I've had as God called me to be a witness around the world of the end of days events, and to see how they are foretold and how they have begun in the book of Genesis. That's where we started. God told the end from the beginning. And here we are. I appreciate so much the beginning and so much how it foretold where we are here at the end. We invite you to be, glory to God, one of our students. The coronavirus. Well, I've watched this thing in my own mind. I think the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The influenza virus has killed many more people. This one, I believe we can stop. And I know it's caused great harm, and supposedly they don't have an answer for it medically. But we do. I just know in my knower that each of you who sits in your chair in the morning and you take authority, we've got you, you can see our maps. Online, we have a map. Now, I don't know if they have it up all the time so that you can see it. I'm not sure about that. But we've got people all over this United States of America. And when we sit up there in the mornings now, when we're telling and taking our authority and telling Satan what he cannot do, we are saying, you cannot come into my territory with a coronavirus. Hallelujah. I believe we can keep this United States of America coronavirus free. And we shall do it. I do covet your prayers. I'm on my way to Israel. I will be leaving this country on the 13th, flying through Canada. Canadians, I'm going to fly out of Toronto. And so I'll be thinking about you who are on this line when I'm there. But I'm flying over first for a business trip. We're getting closer. Praise the Lord. How do I know we're getting closer? We're having to give lots more money out right now, and we ask you to pray and believe God with us for the monies to begin. It takes $6 million to begin. And we're sending monies over there. And I'm going over for a business trip to meet with the interior designers. Pray for me, pray for us, pray for the design. And then we have that 3BI tour. Billy Brim Bible Institute tour, That is beginning. I forgot exactly what day they'll be there. I'll already be there, of course, and meet them. And I spoke yesterday. We had a conference call with the film crew. It's going to be filmed and packaged up to 3 BI courses. Isn't that great? That we'll get to teach Israel past, present, and future right there in the land with 3 BI and that in mind. Aussies, we have a few Aussies that join us on this line. We're going to be starting right away. We go to the Yom HaMelech, Salt Sea first for a couple of spots and for some rest. And then we're going to Beersheba. And there we're going to talk about Abraham, and we're going to talk about then. See, we get to join up things from the past with things of the now. So we're going to, Beersheba is the spot. Abraham came in, he built three altars, but he lived then, first of all, in Beersheba and dug wells. And then when God helped the Anzacs, Australia, well, England, actually, under England, fighting in World War I, but it was the Anzac troops, the Australian New Zealand Army Corps, that made the wonderful entry into the land at Beersheba with a great 800 horsemen, last big cavalry stand. And we're going to be celebrating that, and we're going to be talking about it. God is so specific with places and wonderful things. And so I just want to thank you. We're going to do a prayer. We're going to pray a prayer right now. And we're going to hit this coronavirus thing together. Oh, by the way, noon prayer today will probably be a rerun of something that's supposed to snow and sleet here. And when that happens, our noon prayer, the roads out to Prayer Mountain, are really, we don't like people to be out on them. And so it will be broadcast. There will be something broadcast. And, of course, you can pray at your home right at noon and still be praying all together. New Central, that is. But now we're going to praise God and thank God that he translated us out of the dominion of darkness, as it is written in Colossians 1. They have no control over us. And as it is written in Ephesians 1, they're under our feet. Oh, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might know the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and, oh, Father, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Anointed One when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to a body over all things, the ecclesia, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, who's rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And now, those things are under our feet. And you gave us the right, the privilege, the charge in Romans 5:17. They which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. And so, seated at your right hand in the heavenlies, and seated here in my prayer chair, and wherever they're seated around this world, we look down and say, Kingdom of darkness, we bind you today. It is written, what is bound on earth is bound in heaven, what is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And we start with that coronavirus. We bind it. We bind it. We bind it not to be transmitted from any person to any other person or by any other means. Here in the United States of America, we declare our habitational regions and areas coronavirus free. We come out against the influenza virus. We should have gotten on it earlier, but now we're on it. And we're telling you, cease and desist and back off. And we will see the reports on the news media that the influenza, which I heard was supposed to be its greatest in February, will be lessened in February and will not be as it has before. In the name above all names, we are seated in our houses, our homes, our cars, and we plead the blood of Jesus. That's the vaccine against these evil viruses. No plague shall come nigh our dwellings. As it is written in Psalm 91, in the name above all names, we lift up our families for Rosta Makaya, freedom from your Ihishana Makanda shenanigans. In the name above all names, we plead the blood of Jesus around ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, and around our progeny, and around our loved ones, and around our kin. Rahab reached out to all her kin and put them behind the red cord. We, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, put our families behind and under and surrounded by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name above all names, you stay away from our president today. You stay away from the councils as they vote. You stay away from the Capitol building. In the name above all names, Kibrastionda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, by any name, by any pronunciation of that name, it's the same. And you know it. And you know you have to obey. You get your hands off our economy. You are not coming to Easter Makaya and Nundobre. You are not coming into this economy. You are not causing any backlash. We bind you from being able to do so because of the Chinese affair. In the name above all names, Histe Mahal Dion Dorogovrate, Shinamagambra, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over all of our modes of transportation today. Cars, planes, sleds, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you get your hands off our monies. You get your hands off the monies that are coming to do the works of God here at Prayer Mountain. You get your hands off the monies of those that are on this call. In Jesus' name, we call you paralyzed, for that's just what he did. And we paralyze you today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I do thank you, and I do praise you for such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prayer force that you have raised up, that you have equipped, and that you use. Use us this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for your eternal glory. Amen and amen. Shalom, shalom.